maybe, I guess. But that really does do it for time. This program was produced by Edward McMillan. You've been listening to Radio Parallax. Now, by the time we meet next week, let's see if you can put down that phone more often, eh? Ray Lover, I'll be your host this evening, Thursday night, 6 o'clock. If you're out and about, the Thursday night market is up and running and happening, and things are cooking here in downtown Chico. Pete Views and Beyond is a program that comes to you every fourth Thursday of the month, focusing on the cultural assets of our region, not Chico-centric at all, but really a Northern California region, what we like to call upstate California. And we also look at diversity, economic development, and events of all kinds. Big Views and Beyond is made possible by KCFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Deborah Lucero and Friends of the Arts have been creating economic opportunities through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including Oktoberfest, the True North Tour, NorCal Jazz Festival, the Simon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And we're also brought to you by the 7th Annual Sherwood Stock, benefiting the Sherwood Montessori School. This year's lineup includes Mother Hips, Smokey and the Groove, Triple Tree, Standard, Deluxe, Hot Flash, and Loose Arrow, all at the end of Normal Street, 2500 Estes Road, on Saturday, June 1st, 2 p.m. Tickets at Eventbrite, SherwoodStock.org, and at the school office and also at the door. Sherwood Montessori School is a tuition-free K-8 public charter school. That's that theme song, Eternal Funk, from the Ken Clark Trio. So we've got a couple of guests lined up, and in studio right now, one of my buddies, one of my favorite guys. He's a man about town. He's done a lot of things in his life, and currently he is the executive director of the Feather River Center, which is a newer conglomeration of a nonprofit focusing on the Thermalito Fort Bay, Feather River, and aquatics. Yes. Aquatics all over the place, I guess. Huh?
Aquatics all over the place.
Tony Catalano. Tony, welcome back to Big News Man.
Hey, thanks, Ray. It's good to see you, as always.
Yeah, Tony, you're always a busy guy, and let's stop for a second. Feather River Center is a new organization, fairly new.
Yes, we formed the Feather River Center takeover from the old nonprofit that ran the programs at the Fort Bend Aquatic Center. What we've done differently is we've unified the Chico State Rowing Program, Table Mountain Rowing Club, Butte Sailing Club, as well as the outdoor recreation and education programs that are run out at the Fort Bay Aquatic Center, which is at the Thermalito North Fort Bay at Garden Drive and Highway 70 in Oregon.
So you kind of put a new organization together, a little bit bigger umbrella to cover a lot of different things.
Yes, it's an umbrella organization that covers all of those, and we're working together for the common good of the community and of each club.
Yeah, nice. And I know you guys got some lofty goals over there at the Aquatic Center.
Yes, we do. We have some lofty goals. Would you like to hear about them?
That's okay.
One, we have three major projects going on to grow Oroville and for economic development in the county, as well as recreation and education development. One is the creation of a 2K, 8-lane rowing sprint course, which will allow us to bring in collegiate and masters rowing races, Olympic rowing.
This is like sculling time.
This is sculling time rowing, and we hope to have that done in about 3 years. We're working with DWR and state parks on permitting and doing all the right things, and that could bring in $29,000 to $80,000 each time, each event, which could be a real economic boom to the area. We also are wanting to take our also on the North Fort Bay, we'd like to build a boating instruction and safety center, which would be a conference center for the community that would be modeled after the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center, which is 9,800 square feet, two-story building with full connectivity, commercial kitchen, classrooms, locker rooms.
Great.
And we would move all of our rental and education programs to that building, which would free up the current building to dedicate it exclusively to rowing programs. Then the third project is on the South Fort Bay, and we'd like to continue development there. There's some primitive development on the South Fort Bay now, and working with DWR and state parks, we'd like to build a community sailing center there. That body of water is better shaped and has better wind for sailing regattas and for sailing in general than the North Fort Bay does.
Right, much bigger. Much bigger.
Yeah, it's a lake. It's more of a round lake, more round pond, and the other one, the North Fort Bay, is a kind of a rectangular. And rowing people tell us that the North Fort Bay is some of the best water for rowing in the West.
Nice.
So we're very happy about that, and we're very excited about doing this.
You know, and just as a point of reference, if you're not exactly sure where this is, if you're driving down Highway 70 and you just kind of come past Grand Avenue there and you look off to the west, look off to your right.
Before Grand Avenue.
Yeah, right before Grand Avenue. Sorry, yeah. Garden Drive.
Garden Drive.
There you go. I get those confused a lot of times. And you look over and you see that beautiful body of water. You often see that little footbridge that goes over.
Right, exactly.
Well, that little footbridge is kind of the beginning, and then it opens up, and there's that beautiful part of the lake right there, which is where the Fort Bend Aquatic Center is, which is where you do your summer classes and your camps. I know you also rent that out for events. ACFR has done the Fort Bend Float there a couple of times, and also the meteor shower overnight camp.
And we'll do that again this year in August, the first overnight meteor shower camp out.
Yeah, so that's that area, and it's easy right off of Highway 70. And Chico State has used that facility for many years through the recreation programs at the university.
Mm-hmm. Right, they did, and we took it over about 2011, and we've gone through a couple of different changes since then, but now we're stabilized as the Feather River Center, operating all those programs. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's very cool, and it's. I know we've talked about this for years, about this thing happening, and I mean, it's kind of getting closer and closer, and it would be really recreation-wise. I mean, this part of Northern California, I mean, you know, between mountain biking, and then, you know, people always like, well, the water thing, I mean, it's all right there.
Yeah, it's all right there. We have, it's part of the Grand Freeman Trail is there. we, of course, do equipment rentals. We're getting new stand-up paddleboards this year, new kayaks, and
nice.
We have hydro bikes and paddle boats, and as you said, we do special events, birthday parties, business parties, and things like that. We also have aquatic camp for kids 7 to 12. They'll start June 10th and run weekly through mid-August. We also are going to have a junior rowing camp, which is going to be mid-July through mid-August, a four-week camp that we're hoping to get kids in. And our junior rowing program, we should note, operates during the school year. And this past year, two of the girls on the rowing team, both Chico High students, excuse me, received receive full-ride scholarships to universities because of their rowing experience. So we're hoping to promote rowing, junior rowing, as well as master's rowing out there, and the junior rowing, especially for the kids in Oroville and Chico and Paradise and all the area, because there's a good opportunity for scholarships for those kids.
And, you know, rowing is a... Having grown up on the East Coast on the water ice, that little boat ice ground, when rowing is great. It's, you know, it's great exercise. It's meditative. It's fun. It has got this competitive. It's just really special being out on the water there. And where you guys are located in the beauty of our area, you'll see egrets, you'll see bald eagles, you'll see blue herons. There's turtles. And, I mean,
it's great. There's a beaver dam and everything out there. You know, it's just gorgeous out there. It's an undiscovered jewel.
Yeah, the beaver dam. It's pretty amazing, really.
Yeah. We got a grant from North Valley Community Foundation to bring Paradise Schools out there. So we're bringing Paradise Elementary and Ponderosa Elementary and Creekside 6 out there on this grant from North Valley Community Foundation and the California Deer Association. And Ponderosa was out today, and the principal at Gregorio told me many of the parents said they didn't even know this place existed. And it's a beautiful picnic area. The state park maintains it beautifully. And it's just really nice spot. It's just really a nice spot.
No, you know what, sir? You have good facilities. There's bathrooms, everything you have. And the aquatic center, again, we've gone kayaking out there. And it's just, I think, again, a lot of people don't realize it. Right. It's 20 minutes or less from Chico.
Right.
And in the mornings and stuff, you know, people complain, oh, it's so hot. Go down to the Florida.
Yeah.
Hang out for the day. You pay your state parks fee,
right,
and you're at the beach all day.
You're at the beach all day, and they have a beautiful beach with covered picnic areas and fully plumbed bathrooms and a full-time maintenance crew that's out there driving their little Kawasaki mules or something out there, keeping everything clean. It's really nice.
It's a real gem. Let's see, you got something special coming up that you guys have been working on. This is a little new slice of things.
This is a new slice. We have a gentleman named Shannon DeLong, who's about to retire from CDF, has been with the command center there for recently. He approached me a couple months ago and wanted to do something for his hometown of Oroville, and got in touch with the Wild and Scenic Film Festival people up in Nevada City. And they told him he needed a nonprofit to work with, and he and his wife were familiar with us, and so they approached us, and we said yes. And so we are, for the very first time in Oroville, presenting the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, similar to the one that Friends of Butte Creek hold in Chico here at Sierra Nevada in September, October of the year. We're having a whole different set of films. We've compared our film list together. I met with Pamela and Alan on this, and there's only one film we're both showing. So you can come out to see both film festivals, the one in Oroville. Ours is going to be June 8th at 7 o'clock at the beautifully refurbished State Theater in downtown Oroville.
That's worth going just to see the State Theater.
It is. They've done a great job there, and they're continuing to rebuild that. It's a beautiful theater. It's just a beautiful old theater. And we have, it's going to be great. It's the first time we're doing this. The Feather River Center is doing this, and it's the first time it's going to be held in Oroville. And we'd like to invite all of the listeners out there. You can go to our website at fortbayaquaticcenter.com and buy tickets. We also, can I mention the number of sponsors? We have a number of great sponsors. We have Explore Butte County is doing our social media. Comer's Print Shop in Oroville, a great place for printing. It's printing up all of our posters and our tickets and a lot of other things for us. Tri-County's Bank has donated a large sum, and Madison and Ice and Technology has also donated money to us. In addition, we have, from local people, we have the Oroville YMCA, Dahlmeyer Insurance Agency, the Holiday Inn Express, Lundberg Family Farms, Tong Fong Lo, and Marcosi Jewelers, in addition to Friends of Butte Creek, are all sponsors. And national sponsors are Cliff Bar, our own Clean Canteen, Peak Design, our own Sierra Nevada Brewery, and Earth Justice. So we're in some pretty nice company, and we really appreciate all the sponsorships, both nationally and locally. It's really good to get that kind of support.
Yeah, that really is. That's an impressive list. And three or four of those are KCF 400 Rogers as well.
There we go. Small towns.
Serendipity. Yeah, that's, I mean, again, you know, to have these things expanded,
And, you know, it's just amazing. And we're glad to be a part of it. We're glad to offer things.
What's the date and time again?
It's June 8th. Starts at 7 p.m. We have VIP tickets at $25. VIP tickets. And we have general admission and youth, too.
Yeah, you can go to the website.
Go to the website and find out.
And it's a great, if you know, again, it's like the Fort Bay Aquatic Center in Thermalito North Fort Bay, and those people like, I've heard of it, I've never been there. If you haven't spent time in downtown Oroville, it is an historic Northern California town. It hasn't changed much in 100 years. Many of those buildings are all original. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Jana Frazier over at DWO.
She's a friend of ours as well.
Yeah, friend of ours. And she was telling me on Bird Street, like Bird and Hantum, and there's still a watermark from the 1902 flood.
Right.
So it just shows you how these things continue and how it all happens and comes together.
And downtown Norville's moving up, too. They have some really nice restaurants there now, and one of them, I can't name it now because we're not confirmed, is going to provide some tapas and hors d'oeuvres for us. And it's really nice. I urge you to go if you're in South County and you want to go for lunch, go to downtown Oroville. You'll find a number of places.
It's cool. And it's great support. And it's just a fun place to walk around and discover things. Read the plaques on the wall. Check out all the murals.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison had an office there.
Yeah. Really?
This story, the first use of electric lights in an industrial use was in Oroville, California. I found out from my buddy Forrest, who's a Forrest who might be listening. My buddy Forrest is now living in Oroville. Told me that the first electric trolley in the West was in Oroville, and Edison put him in when he came in on the same project.
Very cool.
So there's a lot of like under the radar stuff that happens.
And all the buildings downtown are actually the second floor of the buildings. They previous floods flooded up, and they just built over it. And what is now what used to be the second floor is now the first floor.
Right, kind of like the underground.
They have them underground.
So
it's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's a whole happening thing. Cool, Tony, man. You're like I said, you're a man about town. And glad to see the wild, the scenic expanding. And what a great way for your kids to spend the summer or yourself. Take a rowing class. Learn how to sail.
Absolutely. Our sailing club is going to put on sailing classes June, July, and August. Rowing, the Masters Rowing Club is Table Mountain is always looking for new members. Chico State Women's 8 is now in Atlanta, Georgia, competing for the championships. And we're very proud of them. And, come out to the Fort Bay anytime and come out to the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. We have some really, really great films, 11 films. For you to see, and they're really nice, so we're really happy about that.
All right, my friend, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on Beach and Beyond, and get off that treadmill, get out of the sweaty gym, and sign up for a rowing class this summer and change your life.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Ray.
It's always a fun day. It's always a good day.
It's a fun day at the Fort Bay. Every day is a fun day at the Fort Bay.
Go to the website,
FortBayAquaticCenter.com.
By request, Tony said he wanted to hear Gimme Shelter. I couldn't find it. So instead, you know me.
Oh, Grateful Dead.
No, I'm going to play Rolling Stones.
Oh.
The Stones covered it way earlier than the Dead ever did.
Oh, but, not Fade Away.
Close. down from Port Townsend, Washington. Old time Chicoan. People probably know her. Long time Chicoan. Lisa Steele.
It's okay.
She's going to talk about Lyme Aid, which is a benefit concert centered around helping with Lyme disease, I guess.
Absolutely. Thank you. Lyme Aid is in our sixth year. It's a benefit concert to promote education awareness and education about Lyme disease. And May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month because ticks are in their nymphal stage, which means they're very, very teeny. It's like the size of a little poppy seed. That's how they are. And that's when you can really be infected with Lyme disease. You can be infected at any time, but they're very hard to see at that stage.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing.
I mean, they're biting, they're active, they carry the...
They do. They carry the disease, which is known as Borrelia burgdorferi, and what we term as Lyme disease after Lyme, Connecticut.
Right. I've heard this story before, and I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah, there you go. It's the fastest growing tick-borne illness in the United States. Infectious disease, I should say, in the United States.
And do all ticks carry it, or is it like a virus within certain ticks?
No, not all ticks, but many ticks do. And if you are bit by a tick that has Lyme disease, chances are that the tick has more than one illness. So, for example, I have had Lyme disease for 24 and a half years, and when I was exposed, the tick had more than one disease. So I had Borrelia, not only Borrelia burgdorferi, but Bartonella and Babesia and Ehrlichia. So many people with Lyme disease have other tick-borne illnesses, not just Lyme disease. That's why they're so sick.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, honestly, more and more people, they don't know they have it, and they find out years later.
Exactly. It's known as the great imitator because it can look like rheumatoid arthritis. Sure. It can also look like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, MS, lupus, Parkinson's disease. And so if you've got some ailments like fevers that come and go, migraines, as well as aches and pains, muscle weakness, memory loss, people oftentimes that are losing their memory are misdiagnosed, so they actually have Lyme disease. So it's really important if you're having any symptoms and doctors cannot figure out what's going on with you to get tested for Lyme disease and to get tested at a laboratory that is very accurate, and that would be igenex.com or .org, and that's out of Palo Alto, and I do not work for them at all. It's just that the accuracy rate is about 97%.
Yeah, that's
what. And that's what we want.
Yeah,
we want to know if you have it. But getting back to the event, it is Lyme Aid, and it is on Friday, June 7th, and that's from 7 to 10 p.m. at the CART Center. And we will be having an evening of music by Hot Flash, and we're really excited to have them playing for us. They'll be dancing, a lot of fun, silent bird auction, and a no-host bar. So right now we've been getting incredible donations of art. Paula James, Larry Lee, Lorenzo Valdovinos, Louis Brocas. So that's just to name a few. Shelley Mariposa. And at the event, too, you'll find information about the Lyme Center, and that is a local organization working to promote awareness, education, and advocacy about Lyme disease. We hold monthly support group meetings for people with Lyme disease and their family caregivers. And our motto is when one person has Lyme disease, a family is affected.
Sure.
And when a family is affected, a community is affected. And right now, Lyme disease is found in every single state in the United States, except for Hawaii, and on every continent. So ticks don't care how much money you make and what color of skin and who you pray to or don't pray to. It does not discriminate. And so I found out I had Lyme disease from a friend. She had a hunch, not my doctor. And so the year after I found out I had Lyme disease, I decided to join the Lyme Center as a board member because I didn't want anybody else to have to go through 16 years to find out that I was finally accurately diagnosed.
Right.
And many people go for years, on average about 5 years, before they're accurately diagnosed. And at the Lyme Center, we really want to help people not have to go that long. So raising awareness about what to look for, how to get tested, what support we have locally, which is a lot. There's a lot of support here locally and online. So you can always go on our website, which is www.thelimecenter.org, and find out more about our event. We are still looking for volunteers for the event, which is on Friday, June 7th. At the Card Center, 7 to 10 p.m.
Just like if they were interested, through the website or Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page as well as the website, and you can look on or contact us. We're always looking for volunteers. Our board members are people that have Lyme disease, so we welcome everybody in the community, and if you don't have Lyme, yay! We could really use some,
We
could use some help because your brain is affected with Lyme disease, the cognitive abilities do end up shifting a bit. So we can always use positive energy there. And I really want to also thank our supporters, and we've had some incredible sponsors along the way. The Printed Image has been an ongoing sponsor since day one, and recently Becky Williams' team, Friends of the Arts.
And we know those guys.
Yeah, the Stoner Associates, the Apothecary Options, and Chicken News Review. And I'd like to just put a big shout out for anybody who would like to support us. We would love to have any donations. This is a nonprofit. We've been going strong for about 13 years, 15 years now. So it's just a few of us. We'd love to have your help. So online, once again, is www.thelimecenter.org. Find us on Facebook as well. Remember that all of us at some point in our lives will be touched by Lyme disease, either yourself, a friend, a family
Very true.
Member.
Very true. And again, the event is on June 7th, the Lyme Aid Benefit Concert and at the Card Center.
7 to 10.
7 to 10. Hot Flash is playing, a bunch of silent auction stuff, dancing, which is a big Chico fun.
Yes.
Thank you, Lisa.
We hope to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty, we're going to take a short musical break here, and we'll be right back with our next guest on Big Views and Beyond.
During this time, which will be revealed during the VIP, but will be open. able to get together and just kind of bond over this situation.
Yeah, and I think that's important too, especially as, you know, as time goes on and it gets pushed out and, you know, everybody's lives go on. A lot of people have new lives and are adjusting to that and falling into a routine finally.
That's right.
A little normalization, a nice time to come and kind of reflect.
Right.
And see how far they've gone to.
Yes.
I think that's important.
Which kind of leads me ahead a little bit, but on November 8th, my uncle will be doing an exhibition, memorial. I don't know how to use a remembrance.
Okay.
Yeah. So our time is coming up, starting November 8th, when we have an opening for that.
Oh, that'll be really like it's showing somebody after 6 weeks or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so this is going to be on a Friday.
Okay. It is. It's June 7th, and the VIP reception is from 5 to 6:30, and the main event is from 6:30 to 10. So there's a lot of time for people to come in and out and to meet people.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice kind of Friday.
It is.
Yeah, a little of the weather is
better than it is right now.
Well, it's been interesting. I've said it this time. I think everybody's loving it to a certain extent. I mean, you know.
I thought it was spring.
Yeah, we all think, I mean, it was 92 days ago. I don't know. But it kind of feels like we live in Portland for a couple hours or a storm in Monterey or something. And, you know, I mean, last night was like, let's go, you know, so it's nice to just enjoy it because it'll be here soon enough.
That's right. That's right. So, if anybody is interested in purchasing tickets, you can go to eventbrite.com. And purchase them on their campfire. Survivors are free with proof of residency.
Okay.
So that's another opportunity to, help. And if I can mention just a quick thing about the summer camp.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I just wanted to ask you, the Chico Art Center, the Paradise Art Center, which is a fundraiser for, completely destroyed. Yeah, it was up on the skyway, if I recall.
Yeah.
And so this will be a benefit to help those guys get back on their feet.
Right, right. And they're doing, you know, this is being kind of spearheaded by a group from the Paradise Art Center and Christina Roberts and Shane Grammer. Christina's really been key in organizing
the past, kind of when we got this developed.
And, right, they came to us and asked if we would. Have it here and be a sponsor for them.
Yeah, for sure. And imagine just about everybody's kind of familiar with Shane's work of the woman's eyes on that partial wall.
Yes.
That's a really beautifully haunting. I mean, there's so many ways to interpret it, you know.
And I think that's the important part is that some people really like it, some people really don't like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And maybe this is a way to.
That's art.
That's art. You're right. Come around to him maybe explaining why and how. Because he lives in LA. He lives in LA and he works for a big company that does installations and art.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's thought provoking and that's what. And it stokes emotions, which is the two main definitions of art.
And I don't think a lot of it looks good there anymore. I'm not sure because of the cleanup.
Yeah.
We may have gone past the time of driving up and being able to actually
write on them. I'm not sure if this one's going to get up there about every 5 or 6 days or something. And different routes. And it's kind of amazing how much cleanup is happening.
Really?
Yeah, Skyway is lots have been cleared and are graded. So in the last, I would say, 6 weeks, it's really noticeable.
Really?
So it's starting to happen. Of course, it's not every street, and then you go up other areas where it's just a lot of timber removal at this point.
Right.
But, it's really, and especially as you come into town. So it gives it good, you know, it's nice that the first impression is really that, yes, they are on their way back.
That's good.
So
that's good. They'll be happy.
Yeah. So you have a summer camp coming up for a campfire. Evacuees.
We do, and it's not specifically for them, but that's who we're kind of hoping we can bring into this. So, because it's art and word, so it's art and literacy, and it's going to be also first Wednesday, of course, when we're not open, because we have to use the museum from 9 to 3. And we're getting more and more people that are getting interested, so it's free to campfire survivors, and it is otherwise $250. But it's, I mean, we're looking at 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks, wow.
It's 6 weeks, it's 3 weeks in June, 3 weeks in July.
How many do you think for kids? And how many kids do you think you'll have? What's your capacity?
20 to 25. We can really,
you know,
can't take more than 20 children and do a good job, I don't think.
And that's the same group for the whole situation?
Yes.
Okay.
So they kind of be building. We'll have every Wednesday a life coach that's coming in to work with the parents and the kids before they go home and come back again on a following Monday.
Oh, nice.
So we're trying to build in all of the things that are needed.
Yeah, a little therapy, a little release, a little normalization.
And that's why
I'm sorry,
you know, totally, yes. And other kids are coming to welcome because we got to fix.
Yeah, well, that's, and I think that's important in the healing process.
Yeah.
It's got to be whole.
It does.
It can't just be a slice of the pie.
Because then you don't move.
Right.
Exactly. You don't move forward.
Right. And you share it, and other kids understand, and they become compassionate, and they have, like, everybody has stories about things that have happened. And,
that's right.
That's great. That sounds really fun. How do people sign up for that or get information?
So they could go to contact@marca.org, which is our email, and say they are interested, and we can send them forms. Or they can call us at 487-7272.
Okay, very good. And if you're not familiar with where Marca is, I always go by it. Your logo is red, yellow, and blue, kind of like arched windows.
That's right.
Like arched, what is that, like Gothic or something? You know?
It's classical revival.
Well, you're classical, and I think you do the architectural style. How would I know that? But anyway, your logo is that, and kind of so is the building at night when you drive past.
That's right. So it's 900 Esplanade, the old Veterans Memorial Hall.
Yeah, right across from the,
Chico High School.
Chico High School, Gateway Science Museum, or right across from the old mansion. If you're driving, look the other, look across the street and at night, and you'll see those beautiful windows and that color. And that's where Market is.
That's right.
Honestly, this place, what, going on 2 years over now?
Almost in July.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that one too.
That's right.
But there's so many things that you guys have opened up for the community and created space for, and it's one of the best assets of this town. And think about it, it feels like it's been here for 20 years. And it has been here for 2, so you know something's up.
Good. I appreciate that.
All right, Pat, thank you again for taking time with us here on Deep Views. And
thanks, Ray.
All righty. Again, thank you to Pat Macias, who is the director at Marca, right there on the Esplanade. Another interview. Busy time, man. It's been a busy couple of days. We want to get right to it. I'd like to welcome Rachel, one of the co-founders of the Elderberry Apothecary, getting ready for one of their big events of the year, the second annual herb.
Yeah, the spring herb fair.
Spring herb fair at 1 mile.
Yes, we're super excited. This will be our third herb fair because we did one in the autumn also at the Women's Club.
Okay.
And we've had so much fun, and so many people have come, and people from all walks of life. And so it's been a really eclectic event. And yeah, we've got a great workshop lineup.
Nice.
And that's really one of the big things that we want to share with people is that the workshops are being offered starting at 10:30. And they'll go to 3:30. And they're all free and taught by local herbalists or experts in their field.
This is the beauty of this. It's just at 1 mile.
Yes.
So you just come to 1 mile, and people are just going there anyway because it's 1 mile.
Yeah, I mean, if you get too high, go for a swim in the creek, come back over, have an elderberry popsicle, listen to, you know, one of us talk about how to integrate, more nutritive herbs in your kitchen, and get yourself a fire cider on your way home.
Yeah, that's really fun. I know the first one was very successful. last spring, as was the one in the fall. So this is becoming, getting some momentum.
Yes. Yes, but we've really, you know, we've gone through an evolution with the Libre Apothecary, myself, Nicole Carroll, Lily Rothrock, and it's been really fun. We've had to be really open and adaptive and things to, you know, how the fire affected the apothecary, because I lived in Hong Kong.
Oh, sure.
Just different changes in our personal lives. And so it's been good. We've all been able to really keep a clear vision of community herbalism and really wanting to have the Elderberry Apothecary be a platform for herbalists that are here locally in Chico, but also in the Northern California region, so that there is a place where they feel like that their skills are honored and that they can advertise what they can offer as well as their products.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, especially with this fair, we've put extra energy into gathering as much of that information from the different herbalists that we're working with and that will be at the fair, so that we can help to promote them and create a resource guide here locally for people.
And how many workshops will you be doing?
10.
Wow.
Packing it in.
Workshops throughout the starting at 10:30.
Yeah, starting at 10:30. We've got the ethics of wild crafting. We're doing an edible medicinal plant walk, creating an herbal kitchen, boost your bone broth, one on charcoal and clay as health allies, listening to our herbal friends. We've got a mushroom healing for the land, veganically grown veggies and herbs, moon cycles and clay uteri, and 10 easy medicinal herbs. And so there'll be people, you'll recognize people from the farmer's markets, that are sell herbs there and sell plants there. They'll be there as community health leaders that are recognizable for people. And then there's some herbalists that maybe people haven't known before, and this is an opportunity for them, now that they've been studying and practicing, to offer their skills out to the community.
Yeah, it's great that new people are always kind of coming in.
Yes.
And, Chico's always been kind of that NorCal hub of, it's like one of the stops along the way, you know, Arcata, Chico.
Yeah, and something that we didn't quite put together before, but now have a greater awareness of, is that the Herb Fair reaches all of our neighboring counties as well.
Sure.
There isn't a big locally run herb store anywhere in Northern California, in this side of Northern California. You have it there on the coast.
Yeah.
But in this area, so we had people coming from Pima County and Alamitas and all of our neighboring Nevada County.
Right, Glen County.
Glen County.
Probably Shasta County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's something that we have talked about, we being kind of friends of the arts, and that we really like to promote on Big Views is regionalism. You know, we often look at, you know, the cities, the city, that city, one from here, it's regionalism, and that's how we really become stronger and collaborate and cooperate, and it just creates, just so much richer lifestyle and just a better way to be.
Yeah. And especially when it comes to herbalism, because it's really, part of our foundation as herbalists is really having that strong belief and that knowingness that the plants that are growing around us are the plants that we need to help heal us. So even though there's some great companies out there selling some great herb products that you can buy at the co-op and SMS, and by all means do that when you need them. Learning about the herbs that are growing right outside of your doorstep, that are growing in your backyard, that might be growing at the park, are most likely more in tune with your needs and what you and your family need, and they're free and they're accessible.
Sure.
And we want to show you different ways you can integrate them into your daily life and not just when you're sick.
Sure. And I would imagine also kind of the microclimates. If you're out in Orland, if you're out in Glen County, versus the foothills, versus Cohasset or something, where you get up to a couple thousand feet or Sterling City.
select medicine that might not be accessible to people here down in the valley, but really it's only 30 or 60 miles away. It's still considered their local plant medicine.
Right.
And, but, you know, we have the great times to harvest, and we'll have special places that are filled and cultivated, and we can bring that medicine down into the community and offer it. And that's one of the things that we want to do and help promote and get people familiar with the Santa and, you know, dandelion and all the different herbs that grow around here, and knowing that there are great exotic herbs also, and really being familiar with the ones that are here are going to feel really empowering for people. The more that they learn about them and connect with them, the more healing is available to all of us.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, I'm visualizing like a local herb map. Up to mineral, and here's what's blooming now because it's going to change as the bloom changes by height, elevation, temperature, and all that thing.
And that's when she kind of has a heads up because things are going to go off here first. So you're going to see, you know, dandelions, for instance, come into flower, or you're going to see the elderberries, which are in flower right now, kind of coming on their end of that. But you're going to see the herbs for the first time show themselves, whether they're leafy mullein or they're flowering elderberry here in Chico, and you're like, oh man, you know, I missed the harvest. Well, lucky for you, you can go up 1,000 feet or 2,000 feet or 8,000 or 5,000 feet and kind of follow the harvest. And so Chico does kind of have a head start on what herbs are popping when.
That makes it fun for sure. a little day trip.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. So, date again?
The date again is June 2nd, which is next Sunday.
Okay.
And
from Sunday.
A week from Sunday. And we'll be at Oak Grove Bay. Right there at 1 mile nearish the creek in the shade of all the huge oak trees there. And we'll have plenty of local herb vendors and workshops and food. We've got sponsorship and donations from Dave Miller, Miller Bread, and Sierra Nevada Creamery, and as well as Prep Farms and Star West Botanicals, Frontier Co-op, and so we'll have a lot of fun things to give away, and organic and herby food and treats to share.
Alrighty, I'd like to thank Rachel for taking time and doing that interview today about the upcoming herb fair. And of course, I have one more for you because it is definitely springtime in Chico with all the festivals and events going on. And we've got to, of course, include our friends from Sherwood Stock. I'd like to welcome Michelle Yesbeck, who is the director of Sherwood Montessori at Views and Beyond. You guys have Sherwood Stock coming.
Yeah, we're really excited. June 1st, Saturday at the end of Normal, which is 2,500 SDs.
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, we've done some events out there, so KCFR folks are pretty familiar with that location. And every year you guys put together a really nice lineup and have a fun, full day of events. Why don't you get us going, and we'll see what's in store.
So, our headlining act this year is the Mother Hips, and that is definitely a local favorite. People are excited to come out and see them. We've got some other great bands, Triple Tree, they're a reggae band, and Hot Flash is coming out, Smokey the Groove.
Oh, yeah, you guys got them all.
Yeah, and then we've got Loose Arrow and, who am I forgetting? I'm sorry.
That's Triple Tree. Is that Chris's, one of Chris's bands? Christina? Who was Big Tree Fall Down? And was his first band?
I think that's
his new band. Oh, yeah, right now. Chris is a cool guy, man. I like him. They got a fun sound. And this is going to be a fundraiser, obviously, for the school.
Mm-hmm. That's right, for sure. In Montessori School, we're kindergarten. Well, we have TK, too, so some four-year-olds through eighth grade. And it's a Montessori Methods school, tuition-free. It's public school. And it's located here at Chapman Elementary School.
Yeah, right. You guys are kind of occupying part of the campus here.
That's right, near the park.
Right next to 20th Street Park. At the end of Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Yes, I found that out today. So you've got...
That was my other
close to
Talent Dallas. Is coming out. Yeah, they're local.
And what time and doors for this event?
First band is on at 2, and we'll start letting people in 1:30.
Yeah, and goes till what?
Till 8 o'clock.
Till 8 o'clock. Oh, so nice. It'll be nice early evening kind of sunset thing.
That's right.
And of course, Mother Hibbs, you know, Saint Omar, and Chico, right?
That's right. They're coming on at around 6:30.
Oh, that'll be fun. And if you haven't been up to the end of Normal Street, it's really a beautiful location right on the edge of the orchards. Got a nice little stage. It's a little funky. It's a little country. It's got a barn.
There is an orchard. It's a great place to have a family out because the kids can't really escape anywhere. They're surrounded up by trees.
That's true.
We'll have a nice kids zone. It'll have a bounce house and a big slide and a summer igloo, which is like an art installation piece with inflatable tubes. You have to check that out. And we're going to have a silent auction raffle. Lots of great local businesses and services donated. We've got Chico Acupuncture, Beatniks, Hasbeans, Rare Air, Sacramento Zoo, passes to San Francisco Academy of Sciences, Gateway Science Museum, Chico Children's Museum. Spa gift certificates, Spa Pyramid at Sweetwater, Hudson's Gastropub.
All silent auction stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and some cool Harley Davidson swag from Sierra Steel.
Oh, good for those guys. Right on. And you'll have adult beverages as well.
Yes, here in Nevada, they're sponsored donating us some kinds of beer, and Honey Run Winery is selling their wines out there too. We had some great sponsors this year. The Commons Social Emporium is a big sponsor. The California National Bank, Cascade, Mark Friends, Arby's, Eagle Architects, Action News Now. They did a commercial spot for us.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's totally a total community.
Yes. So they're going to have a great time. It's going to be all about music and the community coming together and having fun.
And very bicycle friendly.
Yes, we have bicycle parking.
Easy to get there.
Yes.
If you don't know how to get there, go down 22nd Street, all the way in, take a left, keep going until you get to the park.
It's a lovely bike ride.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right on the edge of Riparian Farms. It's right out there. Mm-hmm. And I was just out there yesterday, actually.
Nice.
And it looks good because this late rain is going to keep it nice and green. Things are greening up again, which is kind of fun. And the flowers are popping back out, so it should be like a really beautiful time and location. How do people get tickets?
Well, we have an Eventbrite. You can get pre-sale, or you can get them at the door. And then we have an Instagram, Sherwood Music Festival, so you can, if you're on Instagram, check out some of the information, and there'll be a link there to the Eventbrite where you can get the tickets.
Perfect. All right. We want to thank Sherwood Montessori, Sherwood.com coming up, and go to Eventbrite for tickets for that. Lots of fun things happening. A lot of events and festivals, as always, in Chico. Busy time, busy place. We've got peanut butter and jelly time coming up, and let's thank our glorious underwriters. Thank you, Satava Art Glass Studio. They've been creating internationally acclaimed art glass in Chico since 1977. You can experience the magic of Satava Art Glass by visiting their gallery at 819 Wall Street, Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll also find them at Satava.com. And also our good friends at Knockout Collision, Chico's high-tech auto body shop specializing in complete collision repair and restoration. At Knockout Collision, you'll find no-cost estimates can usually be done while you wait, and they even handle your insurance paperwork. For an appointment or information, call Knockout Collision Repair at 899-9202 or visit knockoutcollisionrepair.com. Thanks, Chico. Be smart. Be safe. Thursday Night Market. Come on down.
jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.